time for the observation deck with the great Gordo, and it's brought to us by A Number One Air.
All right, it's time to do the segment that all the people are talking about. A bunch of the kids production. Are talking about it. Hit the theme expo.
And now it's time, all you P1s and good goods, for Eye on Human Health. Body health that people have.
All right.
With your host.
Yep.
The guy who is here, Gordon Key.
Yes, exactly. All right, we see this.
Pre-produced.
Exactly, that's well, pre-produced intro.
Look at Mike sit through that. He's a radio hall of famer over
and,
here.
And no, it's production value.
Yeah, it is.
Quality production value.
I like pre-produced.
There has been a recent study which has analyzed survey data for more than 24,000 undergraduates that shows that there's a lot of straight people having gay sex.
Now that's some true human health, and body health.
What they're finding is that, thank you, announcer, they found that of these respondents, 12% of the men and 25% of the women identified as heterosexual. The people who said that they were having same-sex experience, 12% of those same-sex experience havers of men, 12% of the men were saying that they were straight, and 25% of the women said they were straight, even though they're having
gay sex.
So are you in the 12%? That's what I want to ask, Giorgio.
No, I am not.
Mike, you a 12%er?
Can't say I'm a 12%er.
Okay. All right, so they have declared that the millennials...
And if I could bet on anything not happening, I would bet on myself not being a 12%er.
I would bet on that, too.
What does that
mean?
I
would bet heavily on that.
You would bet on yourself what?
Not being in that group.
What group?
The 12%.
What, I'm just joining. What is the 12%?
That say they're straight, but they're still having gay sex.
Now that's some true human health, body health.
Let everyone stop talking. I thought we were having a conversation here.
All right.
I thought we were too.
Produced.
Hey. Now,
I'm going to throw that computer yours.
What? This computer is doing, you guys wanted me to do more pre-produced stuff? This is pre-produced. All right, then I want you to count the red flags with me on this one. A teen mom.
That's a bit of a red flag there.
Why? Yeah. Why do you say that? That's discriminatory.
I'm not discriminating against her.
You don't
her.
Think teenagers think should be mothers?
I think it has, I think that has some unique challenges to it. Yeah.
A teen mom with an obsession.
That's bad.
For male sacrifice. Talking about human sacrifice. Has been jailed for 11 and a half years. That's two more red flags. After she stabbed her lover five times during sex while dressed as a clown. You with me on this?
No, yeah, I think you need to repeat that.
Okay, this girl was dressed as a clown, teen mom, stabbing her lover during sex five times while she had a pillowcase over his head.
She's the clown or he is?
She's the clown.
What kind of clown outfit do you have to
pull
that off?
Teen moms have clown outfits? I would think that would be rare. She was 17 at the time this happened. And she's already stabbing lovers while frantically making love to them. While bouncing up
wearing
and down.
Wearing your clown outfit.
Right before she stabbed him, she leaned into his ear and whispered, "Trust me." That's a creepy element to it as well. Stabbed him in the chest, arm, thigh with a 10-inch blade. And now this poor little baby that she has a teen clown mom in prison for over a decade now.
For clowning around.
Where did this happen?
This happened in Sportsville on America.
I'm going to guess.
For you today. Oh, it's happening
Arkansas
in the UK.
Arkansas, Florida.
No, it's happening in the UK.
Okay.
In Britain. They say that she had a long obsession with human sacrifice, and she thought that men should be sacrificed after sex.
Did she give this guy any kind of heads up that something like this might
just
happen after
me.
It was over?
No, just the trust me.
Oh, okay.
Was the only thing. That was his signal that he was going to be stabbed, which is the worst signal ever. Someone says, trust me. He said she was fascinated with serial killers.
A lot of red flags here.
A lot of red flags.
He has something in common with you.
Said, I've never dressed as a clown as a teen mom.
Not as a teen mom.
She had asked him if he was prepared to be tied up after they smoked cannabis and downed half a bottle of vodka. Wow, this is such a beautiful evening they had planned together.
No, it's not.
And his description of the attack in the police interview that was shown to jurors included how she had been wearing clown makeup as they lay in bed together talking romantically. Which is kind of an odd detail.
Does this sound like fun to you, George?
No.
Did she have a flower with seltzer that squirts out of it?
With what? Yeah, you got to bog down on that one word, but yes.
Sorry, I'm having some breakfast.
You did say seltzer in a really funny way. Kind of a TC-like delivery of seltzer.
I'm having
detail right now.
A funny detail is if she asked him to smell the flower that she had on her lapel, and then she squirted all over him. With the
what do you mean by
seltzer?
That?
With the seltzer,
Gordon.
By the way, do people still use those? Do people have wet bars that they have the old seltzer that the Three Stooges used on each other?
Never seen one of those.
With a downturned spout.
No, I've only seen one of those in a Three Stooges episode.
Three Stooges, Marx Brothers, and that was a huge player back in the day. The seltzer water dispenser. And now I don't know any of my friends' houses that have one of those. One of the Three Stooges dispensers.
I don't
dispensers.
Think I've ever seen one of those.
You ever seen them at a bar? They don't have them at a bar, do they?
I don't know. I've never seen one at a bar, but maybe we have a bartender, P1, who uses those frequently. But Mike, you grew up back in the, you know, you were a kid in the late 50s, which you would have still thought that the Mad Men fathers of the day still had the wet bar with the seltzer dispenser.
Never ran into it myself.
But you don't remember it?
Maybe some were out there, but I never knew anybody that had one.
Did Howard have the wet bar that opened up out of the console?
No.
Raised up out of it when he opened the
Howard
two doors?
Howard never had a wet bar.
Howard didn't? He wasn't a wet bar guy?
I don't know. It's probably a luxury home item that he just wouldn't spring for.
He just had the flask behind the toilet tank?
Yeah.
That was his wet bar?
Yeah, and the bottle of King George IV stashed in the pantry.
King George IV?
I think
what is
every
that?
Dad needs one of those.
What, a King George IV or a pantry?
Both.
Huh. Interesting. So that's the teen clown story I wanted to tell you here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, and I believe we have a pre-produced intro here on Body Health.
There it is, P1s.
On
and have strong
about
eye on human health.
Sexual human health.
Body health that people have. With that host that you had then
right
was
there.
Gordon Keith.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
it hurts
we welcome
years.
We welcome Mike.
Too.
To the show today.
Well, yesterday
Thank
we
you. Thank
had
you.